This year, voters have been asking elected officials what they're going to do to keep American jobs in America. And today, members of the Senate got to put that question to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick. NPR's Kathleen Schalk was at the hearing.
Let's face it, said Montana Democrat Max Baucus, offshoring of jobs has people worried. Baucus pointed to almost daily reports of manufacturing plants moving to China and call centers moving to India.
Even jobs in state unemployment offices are not immune. In some states, unemployed workers have to call someone overseas to find out what their state benefits are.
Baucus and other senators complained that countries like India and China take U.S. jobs, but are less willing to buy U.S. products. Finance Committee Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa said he's for free trade.
Look at India as an example. They have tariffs on poultry, 108%. Tariffs on textiles, 55%. Tariffs on equipment, 51%. Now, I don't know whether our workers expect government to pass some law saying a job can't leave the country.
But he says it's legitimate for them to expect a level playing field. Republican Olympia Snow of Maine accused China of deliberately undervaluing its currency and suggested the U.S. ask the World Trade Organization to put a stop to it.
I think it's important for us to do what we can to indicate that we're serious. I mean, we just can't allow this to create a vacuum, open-ended, for years on end.
Last year, America's trade deficit with China hit a record $124 billion. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick replied that he has to tread carefully.
One thing I know for sure, Senator, is that the first case that we bring against China, which could be soon, is not one that I want to have a risk on.
He said it might be hard to prove that China's undervaluing its currency since it's actually running a slight trade deficit with countries other than the U.S. Zoellick said the U.S. is trying to chip away at trade barriers around the world by negotiating small bilateral trade deals like the free trade agreements with Chile and Singapore.
We also have Australia done, which we launched in March, completed in less than a year. The five Central American countries, and as I mentioned, adding Dominican Republic, Morocco, five countries we're negotiating with in the Southern African Customs Union. That's Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia, South Africa and Swaziland, Bahrain, and then, as I mentioned, the Andeans, Panama and Thailand.
Zoellick has argued that these individual deals create momentum for free trade as other countries rush to sign up for fear of being left behind. But Congress has to approve these agreements, and Senator Grassley reminded Ambassador Zoellick that touting free trade is tricky these days.
It's going to take a lot of political courage. Unfortunately, we don't have as much of that as we used to have, in the sense that trade is much more controversial than it has been for a long time.
Senator Baucus suggested that the Bush administration may need to shift its priorities and focus on enforcing existing trade agreements.
How can we spur innovation and create jobs at home if we let people overseas steal our intellectual property, $13 billion worth of software alone in 2002?
He announced that he's calling for an investigation of the more than 250 trade agreements already on the books to see how well U.S. trading partners are holding up their end of the bargain. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.